I mean, people don't come to my shop if they want something normal. I mean, if you want something normal, you go to a big department store.
Melinda Stokes is a clothing designer who runs the Stock Shop Gallery.
So we're on the second floor of Haus Schwarzenberg at the Rosenthalerstrasse in Berlin-Mitte. I mean, being on the second floor is quite a good filter because the very boring people are too frightened to come into the staircase. And by the time you get to the second floor and you see that there's a place that isn't completely graffitied and there's a glass door, generally people come in and look a little confused at first, but then they relax into it. And if they find the things suit them, then I'll generally see them again a couple of years later.
Haus Schwarzenberg is the black sheep amidst its deluxe neighbors. It's been a brush factory and a commune. The studios and shops here now are plastered in graffiti.
Some of the graffiti I find very interesting and nice. Like one of my colleagues does these beautiful birds. She's called Kazelle, and she's done this lovely flamingo in front of my door. I like the flamingo, but I don't like Jenny was here.
Melinda and the other artists here live by their own rules. It's a shrinking island of individualism and freedom in a sea of commercialism.
This house was empty in the early 90s. In that time, the buildings had to be occupied. So when the artists moved in, because they were invited to... Well, they wanted to make a bar. They wanted to make the bar that's downstairs. The people responsible for putting people in the buildings said, OK, you can have your bar, but you have to take the whole building. And in the meantime, the house has even been bought by the city because they realised that this is the only interesting place left in this neighbourhood. If you take it away, all the gentrified stuff would look much more boring because it wouldn't have a contrast.
Melinda's success comes from the unique design of her clothing.
I like to think that I reinvent the wheel, but I make clothing. Clothing that has something about it that is an improvement on... I'm interested in pockets, for example. I make them so that things don't fall out. So that's why people describe me as functional, because I do things like make logical pockets. Well, the other thing about that is that I make my customers slightly addicted to my clothes, because when they put other stuff on, things fall out of their pockets or they don't have anywhere to put their phone. So, yeah, I turn them into pocket junkies. So I'm not so interested in making things that are just beautiful, because I find that that's only one part of the experience you have with clothes.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Connor Renfroe.